You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
It is absolutely true, folks. Do yourself a favor and dig into a low-rise bikini.
Very tasty. Do those edible undies help a sore throat?
Why don't you bear guinea pig? Try it out, Con.
All right.
We can Uber Eats some edible panties or underpants over here to the studio, and hopefully that'll soothe your throat. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, folks. We are just underway here in Act 3. If you missed hours 1 and 2, they can be checked out at civicmedia.us in podcast form. We had a great talk with Rex Sykes and Daniel Pico in hour number 1. They were our guests. And hour number 2, we talked to Olivia Witt, who was a lot of fun. She's a very talented stand-up comedian, spent some time in Wisconsin. I think she started in Madison, and she is now making a name for herself in New York. Always fun to talk to Olivia. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have Jason Jerry here, a.k.a. the Green Bay Llama. And I am very excited to talk to Jason. He does some really cool stuff here in Green Bay. And it is he is the, I guess they call it the administrator of the Greater Green Bay Society of the Llama. And I have questions, and I'm sure you do too, and you're welcome to share them with us throughout the interview. Going to be very fun to talk to Jason. What else? Oh, let's get to our Con. I think we should reintroduce the question of the night so people can get involved. Here it is.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your current crush from TV or movies? Or it could just be any celebrity. We're pretty not very stringent with the rules here at Nightlight. Let us know who your current movie or TV crush is. I said Carrie Coon, a native Wisconsinite who is an outstanding actress. She was on White Lotus this last season. And where I first kind of discovered her, I think she might have been in Game of Thrones too, but she was in Fargo. I'm not sure which season, but she played a sheriff and she was excellent. She's a really good actor. Went to UW-Madison. I love her work. And she's not so bad to look at either. Carrie Coon, what about you, Con?
Odessa Aziah.
You almost seem like you changed your mind already from 2 hours ago.
I just, for some reason, just like forgot her name for a second. Odessa Aziah.
Who you can see in Marty Supreme,
yes.
A movie I still have to see. But let us know who your current movie or TV or celebrity crushes at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. It is an absolute blast and a joy to use, and you should check it out if you don't have it. And if you're watching the radio on the stream tonight at X, Facebook, or I almost said Twitter, YouTube, you can drop us a stream comment, and we will read that on the radio as well. Conrad's parents both chimed in, and it made things, I think, maybe a little awkward in the Krieger household because your dad obviously is the hots for Marsha Brady and your mom for Noah Wiley. Your mom's a little more contemporary, though.
I guess so. It's just maybe she just likes the pit right now.
Was it awkward at Christmas?
I mean, they were both there, you know. Wiley, he was
secretly texting their celebrity crushes. So let us know what you think, folks. Be part of the show here at Nightlight. It is a gorgeous night in the state of Wisconsin, and we are talking about the things that make us happy in life. Movies, TV, radio, comedy, and all kinds of other stuff. Jack from Merrimack in the 414 says, my movie crush, Meryl Streep. I fell a little in love with her the first time I ever saw her in a movie. She was brilliant and has been in everyone I've seen her in. She's been interesting and gracious in the couple of interviews I've seen her in, too. She's excellent, Jack. I think the first time I saw Meryl Streep was in The Deer Hunter from the late 70s. an outstanding show. She played Robert De Niro's love interest, but she was married to, I think, Christopher Walken's character, Nikki. And added kind of another layer to the film. But she's outstanding. That's a great text. Colleen, I asked Colleen something about Song Sung Blue. Oh,
if she's seen it.
If she had seen it, yes. And she said, yes, I've seen Song Sung Blue. Loved it. We'll see it again. Based on Milwaukee duo Lightning and Thunder, Neil Diamond tribute band. I think it's the Sardinas is their name. And I have yet to see that as well. I have no excuse. Thank you for the follow-up, Colleen. Much appreciated. Let us know what you think. Folks, recently we had, I don't know what to start with. We have this horrible story about a guy who wedged a sweet potato.
Yeah.
In his sphincter, shall we say? Let's keep radio friendly. And it says the man left, this is from the Daily Star, whatever that is. The man left surgeons baffled when he turned up at a hospital with a 7-inch spud stuck up his bum, forcing them to carry out an emergency surgery to remove it. Would that really be emergency surgery? Surgeons had to cut open a thrill seeker's abdomen to remove a huge sweet potato. The unnamed man, thank goodness, 61, reportedly inserted the 7-inch spud out of boredom around 11 p.m., then went to sleep.
That's just, yeah, I'm bored. Let me do this.
What can I do to cure my boredom? What kind of vegetables?
Not watch a movie, watch TV show.
What kind of produce do I have access to here in the house? And what orifice should I insert it into? And then he went to sleep. This feels pretty good. I think I'll go to get some sleep. And he was awoken in the middle of the night by a sudden intense abdominal pain, and his attempts to pull the root veg out manually or pass it naturally failed. That's not passing it naturally. By 4 a.m., the pain became unbearable, and he rushed to a local hospital in China. Baffled, doctors tried breaking the tater into pieces, but it was too tough to crack. So you got to wait till your vegetables are ripe before you insert them. I cannot stress that enough, people. They then attempted to grip it with a wine bottle opener. Well, that could cause some damage, too. What do you got against forceps? After consulting with the patient, the medics decided a laparotomy was necessary. They opened his abdomen and removed the sweet potato directly, finally bringing the ordeal to an end. When asked how it ended up inside him, the patient reportedly told Dr. Wu, "I don't know. It was an accident." Okay. This was far from the first unusual rectal admission. In November, doctors in Taiwan discovered a ceramic cup lodged upside down in a man's rectum. What is wrong with people? Like, they have actual things that were meant for doing this. They're called sex toys. And they're much less likely, I'm guessing, to get stuck. I can't verify that, but I would assume they're safe.
I don't get it. That's just crazy.
You don't get the nutritional value you do from a vegetable.
Yeah, but a spud, you don't need that.
You don't need that. It says this other guy said he sought help after being unable to pass stool for 3 days. Surgeons opened his abdomen. And what do the surgeons say? We got another one. Another adventurous guy here.
I mean, they've probably seen it all, so.
I would imagine. This is another cool thing, too. I saw this earlier. This is from, where is this from? LoveLifeAcademy.com. A rundown of the most popular breakup foods in every state. And the four most popular. What would you take a guess, Con, if you had to?
For Wisconsin?
Have you seen this?
No, I just printed it for you. But
so just guess then. What are the most popular breakup foods? They shared, before we break it down by state,
okay,
the four top breakup foods.
Ice cream?
Close. Milkshakes.
Okay. And pizza?
Pizza is not on the list.
Oh, well. Chicken tendies?
No.
Burgers?
No. In
chips.
Fact, not really. Tacos are one.
Tacos?
Cupcakes. And grilled cheese.
That
you don't go
sound
burger,
right,
you go grilled cheese? A meatless breakup food? So,
well, I guess you're trying to watch your calories, you know, after the breakup.
I suppose. Maybe you're a vegetarian and you just broke up with someone. What do you think it is in Wisconsin, if you had to guess?
Cheese curds.
That is not correct.
Oh.
Grilled cheese, though.
It's grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is Wisconsin's number one.
Yeah, I guess I could have guessed that now.
Yeah. And this is actually based on the lovelifeacademy.com or the Google Trends search data. Here are some of the foods, though. Not top four, but burgers, as you guessed, cake, candy, chicken noodle soup.
I don't go for that.
No way. I mean, maybe if you have a cold when you break up with someone. Chocolate, not to be confused with mocklet.
Oh, mocklet.
Cookie
great.
Dough, cookies, cupcakes, donuts. Donuts should be on any list of food. I'm sorry. French fries, French toast. The French finding their way into people's breakups here in America. Garlic bread. That's a good one. Grilled cheese, ice cream, mac and cheese, milkshake, the aforementioned milkshake, pizza, popcorn, potato chips, tacos, and waffles. What? Like, popcorn? That's like a healthy snack.
Yeah. I definitely thought ice cream would be number one. Because you see, I mean, you just like...
You see it in TV shows.
I guess. That's not real, but...
Right. So grilled cheese is Wisconsin's favorite breakup food in our surrounding states. Illinois is popcorn. Again, don't get that. Minnesota, waffles. I didn't know waffles were really big in Minnesota. Michigan, potato chips. I'm not sure I even believe this list.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It says based on Google Trends search data.
Well, and the website, lovelifeacademy.com.
Anyone, you know, just... In those states, after a breakout, just typing it on their computer, potato chips.
That's what it is. It was Google Trends.
Potato chips, please.
Yeah.
Not a certain type, just potato chips.
Right, and you're entering it. You're not saying why you want. Like, did you break up with someone? I don't get it. All right, so this did remind me, though. There's a very funny comedian called Taylor Tomlinson. She does a great joke about food and breakups. Let's hear that now, Con.
If you don't know what an emotional eater is, it just means you like eat to cope with uncomfortable feelings. So if I'm like sad or anxious or awake, I'd like to be eating to take the edge off. If you still don't know if that's you, you can ask yourself a few questions to find out. Number one, when you eat nachos in public, do you get kind of mad that other people are there to see it? Do you feel like nachos should come with a privacy curtain? I do. Have all the best meals of your life taken place in your own car around 11 p.m. under a flickering street lamp? Have you ever eaten a brownie while you felt okay and wished you were sad so that it tasted better? Sounds like more than seven of us.
That is awesome. So there you go. That's the very funny Taylor Tomlinson. Grilled cheese, the number one food that people crave when they go through a breakup in Wisconsin. I don't know if it's true or not, but we shared it. You can make your own assumptions, folks, and hopefully, pardon me. See, Con, I think I got your cold through the glass. I'm blaming you for this.
I don't know. It's pretty thick glass.
All right, pretty good. All right, when we come back, folks, an actual live llama will be here in the Nightlight Studios. That is coming up next, Mr. Jason Jerry. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The lights are on. That means we have an in-studio guest. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me here tonight. We've had a lot of fun here with some great guests, and the train continues. I'm so excited to have this next guest on the show. I've wanted to have him on for a while. I've heard of the legend, the lore of the Green Bay Llama, But it is my pleasure to welcome a guy who his real name is Jason Jerry. We'll figure out what's going on with the alter ego. He joins me now in the studio. Jason Jerry, how are you, buddy?
Good. I am good. I'm glad to be here back in studio.
You've been here before.
I've been here before.
Let's discuss that briefly. Mino and the Mayor.
I was on Mino and the Mayor for the llama work and all that. And they brought me in, and Jim just pretty much asked me a ton of questions about the city and current events the entire time I was on. So it was fun. Yeah.
So you know Jim, you know John, mm-hmm. yep. and you talked about, we'll get into the Llama Society for sure, but you have like this, you're a Green Bay guy through and through, right? Are you from here?
I am from here. I've never really left here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So let's get this out of the way. Mm-hmm. The game. I assume you're a Packer fan.
I am a fan of particular players, not so much of teams.
Interesting. So, I love this.
Yeah, I find myself to be a fan of certain players more so than the teams. So there are several Packers that I like. Run into them frequently around town, so you can't help but like them. Matthew Golden is a great kid.
Okay.
Lucas Van Ness is also a great guy. So I tend to like a lot of the Packers because we run into them. We hear so much about them. We're in this bubble.
Sharing this space.
This little snow globe of Packer lore. So you can't help but like them. As for the game, what a collapse, huh?
Yeah. So, but now I'm curious because you say you cheer for players. I'm kind of like that too. I have my team, but I have to be honest. If there was someone I thought was a horrible human being that owned my team or played quarterback, I would have no problem kind of taking a hiatus from the team. So it sounds like we have that in common. But having said that, the person would have to be pretty terrible because I do like to watch sports sometimes or movies or whatever. Does that make it hard to cheer for teams if you only like certain players?
It does. Like, I used to be a big fan of the Seattle Seahawks because I was a fan of Steve Largent.
Oh, sure.
In the 70s and 80s. Yeah. He was one of my favorite players. And once he retired, I was kind of iffy on them. But then when Mike Holmgren went there, I jumped off the wagon entirely. I had experiences with Mike Holmgren here working in television. And he wasn't a very friendly guy. So
No kidding.
I backed off the Seahawks then. But now, hey, I'm jumping on the bandwagon this year. Why not?
With the Seahawks.
Sure.
So that's interesting because Mike Holmgren kind of has this folksy demeanor, and Mike McCarthy did too. Now, I've heard McCarthy's a great guy.
Yeah.
I've never heard a peep about Holmgren, though, but you did not have a good experience.
It just, you know, I floor directed the Mike Holmgren show when I was at WBAY, and he would tend to be a little difficult sometimes. That's all.
Interesting.
I don't have any big stories about
him. He never, like, got in a headlock or anything.
No, no. There was a story with Reggie White, and I'll only tell that one over whiskey.
Conrad?
No whiskey here.
Okay. You don't mind making a run, do you? It's not 9 o'clock yet.
Yeah.
All right. So that's. I have to ask you too. Do you have a celebrity crush or?
You know, I have long had a crush on Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, who doesn't?
But
I
that's
love
the thing
her.
That feels so cliche. I was trying to think of someone else. I also you brought up Taylor Tomlinson a little while ago.
She's
also
great.
A crush on her. Pretty much any female cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the one that's really caught my eye lately. Her name is Millie Alcock. She was on. It's clean. Trust me. She was on a show.
That's a name. You should say.
She was on a show called Sirens on Netflix. That was amazing.
Oh,
She was also on the Game of Thrones spinoff, House of the Dragon.
Yeah. House of the Dragon. Yeah.
And now she's going to be Supergirl. She made a cameo in the Superman movie. But Supergirl doesn't look great. But I've liked all the stuff that she's been in far.
No kidding. Yeah. Okay. Millie
Alcock. She's Australian, I believe.
Wait, did you say Alcott?
Alcock.
Okay, that's what
with
I
with a
thought.
CK.
She changed it. It used to be Millie Sumcock, but she changed that to make herself stand out more. Sorry.
Oh, my.
All right, so tell us about you also. Is that the cable access show you were talking about, the Mike Holmgren show?
No. That was actually on BAY.
All right, so you got cable, some TV experience.
I got to St. Norbert College, because I've been here my entire life, never left, I went to St. Norbert College. I started a TV station there. It was just all sports.
Nice, dude.
And my football show was called Nighttime.
Okay.
So every time I hear night,
light,
I think nighttime.
You think K-N-I.
I did have, there was a K in front of it.
So what year would that have been? I've had so many friends go to St.
Norbert. That was 92 to 96.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay, so.
The Rafferty Brothers, if you know Dan Rafferty.
Why does that sound familiar?
New piano guys.
I know, maybe I thought I knew.
Dan Rafferty's
a I'm thinking of Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah, probably. Baker Street.
Right. So, I think that's interesting. I like, first of all, I already like you, Jason. I kind of did because we were Facebook friends and I followed some of the stuff you do. But I love that you just came in here and said, you know, because Green Bay is synonymous with the Packers. You just, you know, but I talked to a filmmaker once and I said, was there any, you know, temptation to put a Packer in the movie? Because he filmed it here and he said, no, the Packers have their own thing. Mm-hmm. He said, I think we can have things that aren't necessarily, because everything tends to get tied to the Packers.
Exactly.
So Green Bay has to have an identity aside from that, as great as the Packers are. Yeah. And you're kind of doing that with.
And that's what we are doing now because we don't do a whole lot of sports ball on the Llama. It's all news and events. So, yeah.
I love it. All right. That is the voice of Jason Jerry. His alter ego is the Green Bay Llama. And we are going to hear all about that after the news. He's going to tell us where you can find out more information, be part of the fun. He does great stuff on social media and he is here in the studio tonight. And Conrad, I think we got a nightlight window fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your picture taken through a window?
I think probably.
Where you weren't breaking the law, Jason?
The statute of limitations.
Threw a wrench in the works there,
yes.
Didn't I? Okay, our question of the night is, who is your current movie or TV crush or celebrity crush? And I said, you know, Charlotte Hanson, Johansson is a little bit of a cliche, but there's a reason for that. She's a fantastic actor, and I love her too, so that's a great choice. All right, we are coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. We will be back with more with Jason Jerry and the Green Bay Llama after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're out of sight. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Our question of the night. You still have time. Who is your current movie or TV crush? Sydney Politics on the stream. He is not Sydney Frankenstein tonight. He is Sydney Politics. I respect that. He says, as you know, Pete, I am happily coupled with Rachel, so I reject this evening's question. Happy New Year, though, Conrad.
Happy New Year.
It was directed to you. You can only say that for about 3 more months. So thank you, Sydney. Great stuff. Tomorrow night on the show, Marv Wall, the executive director of the Mulva Cultural Center, will be here in the studio. Jim Healy, one of the programmers of Cinematheque in Madison, and comedian Patty Vasquez. Great show again tomorrow night. Hope you'll join me then. Right now, we are jamming here through Act 3, halfway there, and our new pal, Jason Jerry, is here in the studio. He is the alter ego, or the creator, I should say, of the Green Bay Llama Society. Am I saying that right?
Greater Green Bay Society of the Llama.
Of the Llama. Please. I've done a little bit of research here, Jason, but I still don't quite understand the name, where it came from, or what the group does, so I'm going to leave that to you.
Okay. Basically, what happened is I had a smaller group of friends that had a Facebook group, and we were talking about city politics a lot, and one of the things that really entertained and intrigued us is when Jim Schmidt, the mayor of Green Bay, decided he was going to walk a live llama across the Main Street Bridge. It wasn't even called the Nitschke Bridge yet, on New Year's Eve. And he created this whole story surrounding the myth of the lucky llama, that if you saw the lucky llama in person on New Year's Eve, you'll have luck all year long. And he went to the media with this, and they all bought into it, and we just thought it was silly. So we decided to take this group, and we made it into a news aggregate. And it caught on, and we called it the Green Bay Llama because I wanted to have something catchy, like The Onion. I just wanted it to be able to be called The Llama.
Okay.
And that's all it was, because Jim Schmidt walked a llama across the bridge. That only happened for like 2 years, and then the llama died, and then they never did it again.
The llama died.
The llama died. Yeah, the llama, it was a real llama from a local farm named Abstract. And when the llama died, they didn't do it again.
Does Jim Schmidt have an alibi? That's my question.
Well, you know, we've brought this up. I brought it up on the air, and all he does is kind of laugh and doesn't really go in for it. But
never been able to officially establish his whereabouts.
No, not really. No.
Interesting. So why did he walk a llama? Where did the llama come from?
You'd have to ask Jim.
Okay.
Not a lot of people even know that. He thought it was a catchy thing to do.
He
was thinking about a live animal, apparently, that he wanted to walk across the bridge. And he went with a llama. I know, but he wanted it to be very unusual, and he wanted it to attract hundreds of people. And I tell you, for as much as we made fun of it, I ended up going down there, and I live streamed it on the llama.
Okay.
And it was actually kind of a magical experience to see all these people waiting for this llama. And when he walked by, everybody was very excited, and I bought into it. So I eventually, it went from something we were making fun of to something I really enjoyed.
That's hilarious. Okay,
I was very disappointed when the llama died and he didn't do it anymore.
Well, can't you get another llama?
Yeah, you would think you could, but now
he's a deer. They're all over the place.
Eric Genrich apparently has no interest in walking any livestock.
And I understand he's a pretty good mayor, but that is going to cost him at the ballot box, maybe.
That very well could.
Okay, so you saw this and you said the next logical thing would be to start a society based around this abstract animal that is not indigenous to Green Bay, to the best of my knowledge. How did the
Green Bay kind of had a lack of local news coverage? Hyper local Green Bay, because you know the TV stations have Market 69. They've got such a wide range to cover that Green Bay politics sometimes gets on the back burner unless it's extremely contentious or extremely Green Bay politics doesn't get spotlight a lot.
Okay.
And we wanted to do that because the Press Gazette, as great as the Press Gazette and their writers are, they're not covering it all. They don't cover county board. They barely cover city council. So those are the kind of things we went in really wanting to cover.
Okay.
And I would simulcast, live stream the county board meetings when I had the time. I don't anymore, but now it's on them to come up with a way to do it, and they're working on that. So that's basically, there was a gap in Green Bay. People wanted a place to speak out, where it was decently moderated. The TV station's comment sections on Facebook are just abysmal. They're a cesspool most of the time. So I wanted to create something where people could talk and interact with their neighbors in a way that it would be moderated, and hopefully people would behave themselves like neighbors. It's a daily struggle to do, but yeah.
I was just going to say, do you have to boot people occasionally or silence them somehow?
We do.
Freak out about free speech, and it's like, well, no, you can't be a jerk, you know.
Every person we ban, we create another enemy that's going to be another very vocal enemy. There are groups out there that are counteracting the llama. I'm not going to name them by name, but we've spun off a few that hate the llama. Yeah.
Well, you've got 10,000 plus 11,000 followers. That's 10% of the population of Green Bay. That's impressive.
We're hoping to break 11,000 tonight, actually. We're about 40 people away.
People, come on. If you're listening right now, follow the Society of... Tell me again.
Greater Green Bay Area Society of the Llama. But if you just go on Facebook and type in Green Bay Llama, you'll find it. You'll probably find one of the pages that link to the group. Just type in Green Bay Llama.
So we talked a little bit about this, Jason, like that, you know, politics, and is it more about local issues, or do you have a slant or an alignment with any particular party?
We certainly try to have no slant at all, just like you would hope to see from WBAY, FRV, and all your local stations. I'm a journalist by trade.
Yeah.
And so I try not to have an opinion on things. Okay. I am a centrist. I'm a moderate.
Okay.
I don't lean one way or the other, even though there are going to be people on either side that say I do, because if you're not 100% with them, you're against them.
Isn't
so we have people on the left think we're far right. People on the far right think we're left. Some of the comments do skew to the left, but that's because Green Bay also does as a voting block.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. Green Bay skews a little liberal, so that's where
that's a pretty good representation of the population.
It really is. Yeah. Well, when you've got 10%, it's pretty much scientific.
Great point. What is the craziest issue you've ever covered on the llama on Facebook?
The craziest issue,
or something that got out of hand, or something that was.
Not really for a comedy show, but the one that
we'll
really
make it funny.
Recently got out of hand was the incident at Cinnabon. I don't know if
that was horrible.
The racial incident at Cinnabon. That got out of hand. I had to pause many, put the freeze on many threads because of that one.
Oh my gosh.
And then when the mayor went out and issued the proclamation in support of the Smalley community, that really attracted a lot of haters out there too. So, and anytime there's a protest or something that links to a national topic, those are the worst, the absolute worst. I love to keep things local, but when there's someone's protesting something that makes it inherently local, it's just, we try to steer the discussion away from the national of it all. And it's impossible.
So here you are, this centrist, as you call yourself, running this local page, over to almost 11,000 followers. Do people get angry at you? Like, you might as well be far to the right or far to the left if people are going to find ways to be upset with you anyway, even though you're just, you know, instigating a good discussion, hopefully.
Yeah, I get some pretty hateful messages and a couple of threats here and there, but, you know, it doesn't bother me. I've been in the entertainment and media field for so long that I'm able to brush that off.
I'm not going to volunteer Conrad's services, but he does bench 270. So if push comes to shove and people mess with our new friend, Con, I think you need to take it upon yourself to crack some skulls.
Just wait. You know, you got to wait till I get to three places.
A lot of connections.
That's
too.
Fair.
I got a lot of connections with
Are you guys in the mob, Jason?
Not anymore.
Okay. You're supposed to talk about that. That's like omerta. So what can you tell us? We just talked about Green Bay. I love that you're this guy. You said you've been here your whole life.
Yep.
You root for certain players on the Packers. I assume it's the same way with baseball or basketball. You seem to be
not a
more
fan of baseball or basketball. Okay. Really. I concentrate mostly on football. Back in college when I ran the sports department and the TV station, I was into everything I could. I had to.
Yeah.
Except for baseball. I just never could get into baseball.
Huh.
But no, it's mostly football for me.
Okay. Yeah. So what else, what is Green Bay? Let's say the Packers don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
This is your hometown. What is Green Bay's identity?
Well, how about pro wrestling?
I had a feeling you were going to take this somewhere. I didn't know that that was the identity, but yeah, let's talk about your connection to
it. It's something that has been in Green Bay since 1999 and has churned out a lot of major stars.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't realize that Green Bay is kind of a little epicenter of professional wrestling. We went through some really hard times where we were tough to draw like 35 to 40 people to a show. And then we went through some great times where we were drawing 500, 600 people. It's always cyclical. And right now it's kind of on a little bit of an upswing.
And you're in the Hall of Fame or the Wisconsin Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm in a couple Hall of Fames.
So, and as a promoter, not as a wrestler.
Not as a wrestler.
That's why you need Conrad.
I'm in as a promoter and as a ring announcer. I like to make sure I mention that too.
Do you know Rich LoCascio?
I know of Rich and he knows of me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So what was that ceremony like when you got into this Hall of Fame? That's pretty cool. If that's a passion of yours, that must have been a kick.
What I really loved about it most is my entire family, almost my entire family, came to see me for one of the first times because my family was not a fan of wrestling whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
But to be honored like this, the fact that my wife and kids and father were there was one of the best moments in my career. So that's what it was like. And it was just real nice to be honored for everything I had done. It was tough times that I went through. I kind of led the Fed through some really rough moments, but kept it alive. And, you know, a lot of guys got their career started under my guidance.
That's pretty exciting. So what did you like wrestle in high school or how did you get? And is this not, I don't want to say real wrestling, but is this like competitive?
No.
Or is it the more showy sort of
it is the
theatrical
entertainment aspect, the theatrical
Hulk
wrestling.
Hogan, John Cena.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Right. It is, I did, because I was working in television at the time. There was a local promotion that wanted to get on television. They had a half-hour block on Channel 32, Channel 32 it was. And me and a couple of my friends from the TV station put together their show. We did it for 2 years. It was on, and it was like really good quality for its time. By the time we were done, they owed me so much money that I sued and took the company.
That's one way. That'll learn them.
I really wasn't that big of a fan of wrestling. Never was. I watch it occasionally just for entertainment reasons.
Okay.
But I was never that into it. But when I took over the company, everybody was trying, they were convincing me to take it over because they were trying to move the Federation to Minnesota.
Oh my gosh.
The previous owner. So I took it over. I kept it here in Green Bay and I started, you know, a lot of careers. I helped start a lot of careers for guys like Hornswoggle, Ken Kennedy, the current Raw GM, Adam Pearce. CM Punk came through here. He's kind of a big name. I know you probably don't know a lot of these.
No, names. I've heard of that, actually.
We started the career, a lot of the younger guys, and also a lot of the older guys coming down off the end of their career booked them as guest stars, too. So we had a nice mix of both.
That's fun. Jason Jerry is here. He is the also known as the Green Bay Llama, a wrestling promoter, former newsman. And I am going to hold your feet to the fire on that question I asked you about Green Bay's identity, because I think there's some really cool locations here from a filmmaking standpoint. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into all that next. Jason Jerry is here. He's going to help us close things down when we come back after this short break. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mauler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabba!
All right, from one wrestling guy to another, how did Rich do there, Jason?
You know, Rich really brought it at the end there. He really brought the oomph. I was more of a straight down the line, just give us what
get
we
the
need.
Information.
The trend in wrestling now is to be way over the top with it.
Okay.
And I wasn't. I was a lot more demure about it.
You know, it's so funny you say that. Jason Jerry, by the way, is my guest. He is also known as the Green Bay Llama. You can follow his group on Facebook. They talk about community issues, and it's a very civil discourse. So don't hesitate, folks. If you're in the Green Bay or Northeast Wisconsin area, check out the Society of the Green Bay Llama.
Yeah, that works. Just look on Facebook.
It's the
for
only
Green Bay
Llama pay. But the guy that, you know, there was Michael Buffer, mm-hmm. who did the boxing stuff.
Right.
And then there was his brother, mm-hmm. who did the MMA stuff. And his catchphrase was just, "It's time." Mm. And I always thought that was so mailed in and lame.
Yeah, really.
Come on.
I'm unfamiliar with his brother.
Oh.
You know, Buffer was a legend.
MMA is hard to watch. I used to be a huge fan of it, but it's hard to watch anyway. But he's like this, like, he kind of has that like porno look or something.
Okay.
He's got the very, and he's like, "Yeah, it's time." And it's just, it's just lame. It's Rich LoCascio would crush it, or you, Jason. So, all right. So before the break, I asked you to tell me about Green Bay without the Packers. What other aspects of Green Bay? What's the identity if you took the Packers away?
You know what? I think Green Bay would have a big identity for without the Packers is the music scene. Historically,
great.
The music scene.
Really?
Because you've got and the stuff you wouldn't expect, like punk especially. I don't know if you've heard of Green Bay Blah. There was a documentary made not too long ago.
I'd love that.
I think you'd love it. It really talks about the history of punk music in Green Bay. And we've got some fantastic promoters in this town from, Tarl Knight does a great job with the All Bands on Deck Festival. My friend Tom Smith. Legendary concert promoter over at the GB UFO Museum. He's amazing. You got Tom Johnson, who puts together a lot of the stuff for the city, brought in De La Soul. He's over at Badger State Brewing. And then the legends in this town, like Straight Edge Eric Hammers is a legend in metal and deathcore. And Reverend Norb. I don't know if you know Reverend Norb Rozek. Oh, Reverend Norb, you got to get into Reverend Norb and have him on the show, too.
So is Green Bay Blah still around?
Yeah, that's I don't know where it's showing, what it's kicking around, but you can look it up. It might be on the internet somewhere by now.
All right, we're going to check that out. That's really cool. All right, that's a great answer. Do you have, give us, since you're a guy, I've never lived in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I host a show from here. I've done stand-up comedy here. I've obviously been to Packer games, and I live an hour north of here. But what would you tell people if they come to town and say, "We want to go out to eat. Where are we going?" You're the Green Bay Llama. You're the guy with the boots on the ground. Where are you going
to
tell them?
Well, it depends on who's paying me to say that. okay. My favorite place for breakfast, I hate to give this away, is It is Bayview Family Restaurant on the corner of Military and Velp. Absolutely love that place.
Is that the hotel?
No, that's the Bay Family Motel down about 10 blocks on Military.
Bayview. Okay.
Bayview. There's like three good places to eat on Military because the pancake place is on there too. So.
Okay.
But
what do you order there? What, if I go in there tomorrow morning, what am I ordering?
I like the variety of skillets. Whichever skillet is on is on special. Or I do like classic breakfast with eggs, hash browns, and sausage.
Love it. Okay, that's great. All right. What about a bar?
All my bars closed down. I had some very favorite bars.
Do you have anything
over the course
to do with
of history. I don't know. Possibly the Howard Johnson might have had something to do with. If anyone remembers Hanrahan's.
I love that name.
Baba Louie's just shut down. That was one of my favorite. Ran a lot of wrestling shows and did a lot of stuff at Baba Louie's in De Pere. They just closed their doors not too long ago too, as the owner died. I don't have a favorite current bar. So if there's anyone that would like to sponsor. The Green Bay Llama.
There you go.
Bars, step on up.
There's a joint right over here on Broadway. I pass it every time I go to the freeway, and it's got the big TVs in there, the brick. Conrad lives right by there now.
You're talking about Lenny's Tap?
I think it's Lenny's Tap.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's
right kind of a cool joint, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I've
kind of on the
way
to Howard.
A couple times, but yeah, it's on the way. It is on my way home, actually.
What about theater? What's your favorite theater?
Well, it's got to be the Tarleton.
I mean, that's a sweet spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The things that Tarl and Mark are doing and have been for the last several years there, I forget which anniversary they just celebrated. 5 years? Probably longer. He's going to yell at me for that. But the Tarleton is really, I'd love to see the Godfather of Green Bay at the Tarleton.
We're trying to make it happen.
That
I've got to get
great.
Them a file. I keep dropping the ball because of the holidays. Then I got I had to go out of town, all kinds of stuff, or go to Madison.
I will be there when you do.
Please. I would love to see you there. Maybe you could do like a wrestling announcer
thing. I could do a little introduction for you too, absolutely.
What are you watching on TV? We got about a minute left. Are you binge watching anything you could recommend?
I watch Jeopardy every day with my family, so that's my love is Jeopardy. Not binging anything right now, but I am very happy that The Pitt season 2 is back. I loved season 1, so we're watching The Pitt season 2.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right, and then Jeopardy, that's our first. We've had Ben Chan on, who I'm sure you've...
I tied Ben Chan at trivia at Zambaldi's. But I was on a team of about 10 people that tied Ben Chan solo. So
he was going solo.
He was solo for fun. He was solo for fun, and we tied him. But
Is fantastic. Yep. That's a great answer, too, because Jeopardy's very binge. Like, you get a lot. You must do very well at Jeopardy if you're tying Ben Chan.
I do okay, but some of my close friends are even better than I am. Okay. Will, if you're listening out there, Will Sentowski's the best there is at Jeopardy, hands down.
All right. Hey, what did I beat Ben at con? We did a, quiz.
It was a one-hit wonders quiz.
One-hit wonders quiz.
Oh, I'd like to try that one.
One-on-one, Jerry.
I'd like
to try
that.
There was no team. It was me against Ben, and he left here in tears.
Oh, my.
That's not true. Ben is awesome. Love having him on the show. Leslie Iverson says, I used to go to many punk rock shows in Green Bay. Reverend Norb.
Yep.
Not many. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Leslie, thank you for the text, and thanks for listening.
Punk rock shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Leslie. And thank you to Jason, Jerry. Thank you to Rex and Daniel Pico, who were on earlier, and Olivia Witt. Outstanding stuff. And thank you for all your texts and calls. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwamba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.